This is Beyond the Book, a 92.1 WGHN. I'm being joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. And Chelsea, what's happening at the LDL?
Right now, something this is in person in the library only, it's over to the youth section of the library. We have a staff pumpkin decorating contest. Mm-hmm. And all of the beautiful pumpkins we decorated are out on display. And anyone is willing to come and vote for their favorite. We are very excited for whoever wins. Bragging rights are held very high with mm-hmm. the staff. Mm-hmm. So please come and vote for your favorite pumpkin. That'll go till October 30th. And then the winner will be crowned on Halloween.
Oh, very exciting. Very exciting indeed. And what is your pumpkin that you decorated?
I can't say.
Oh.
I can't say.
Oh, because you don't put the names on the pumpkins.
We have the names on the bottoms.
Yes.
So that way they know who to be returned to.
Gotcha.
I do know who some are.
Yes.
We're not supposed to know, though, because we're not supposed to be biased.
Okay. But can you kind of tell people, can you give a clue as to yours? It has a theme. It has a very,
It's itsy bitsy.
Okay. It's itsy bitsy. All right.
I'm very proud of mine, though I think other staff will win. There's some insane, amazing ones.
Yours is a visual pun.
Yes, mine is a visual pun.
Visual pun. Okay. What else you got?
So something fun we have going on. We have currently right now available as part of our expanding library of things, which is things that people can check out from the library that aren't books.
Mm-hmm.
Ukuleles.
Hey!
So if you're ever interested in playing ukulele, if you've played them before and want to try it out again, and then with that is we have some ukulele basics classes coming up taught by one of our amazing staff. We have classes for both adults and tweens teens.
Mm.
So the upcoming ones for adults going to be Saturday, November 8th from 12:30 to 2:30. I want to say registration for that one, as last I checked, for people without ukuleles, it's already full. If you already have one, then that slot's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have on Tuesday, November 18th, for teens and tweens from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And I know that last I checked, slots for that one were still quite open.
Okay.
And then we'll have more classes coming in January. So if you missed out on this one, that's totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep a look on our calendar soon. We've got stuff for both adults, teens, and tweens coming in January, as well as it's like a jam session one Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So that can be like even aside from classes, like if you just want to come and jam out, we'll have fun.
We got anything else shaking down there at the LDL?
Yes, I have a quote for you.
All right.
And I want to see if you can guess who said this quote.
All right.
And that'll kind of be my segue.
Okay.
I declare, after all, there is no enjoyment like reading. How much sooner one tires of anything than a book.
That sounds like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a hint, like older.
Okay.
Older, not within the century.
Not within the century?
Older. Classic.
Emily Dickinson.
Jane Austen.
Ah, Jane Austen.
Reason I read that is.
Yes.
Miss Jane Austen was born December 16th, 1775.
Wow.
People, know her for her six novels, including Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
She's inspired many years of readers, authors, and film adaptations,
mm-hmm.
to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
This December marks her 250th birthday anniversary.
And she's not letting it go.
Oh, of course
she's
not.
She's making a big deal of it.
We're not either.
Yes.
We are. So many of us are huge, huge Jane Austen fans. So yes. We are inviting people to celebrate 250 years of Miss mm-hmm. Austen at the library. We have programming. We have a bingo challenge. We have, all sorts of stuff.
Yes.
So this is kind of my preview of it.
Okay.
We have Jane Austen bingo going from November 1st to December 16th.
Cool.
So come and pick up a bingo card at the library, or we have some available online. You mm-hmm. can download. Completing it gets you a fun little Jane Austen prize. We have, and this is very silly, but we love it, vote for your favorite Darcy.
Oh.
So, because there's so many
yes.
adaptations of Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
There's so many Darcys.
Yes.
So we have also from the 1st to the 16th, 1st of November to the 16th of December, is to choose your favorite Darcy from all sorts of book and movie adaptations.
Sure.
And boy, I think we have all of them.
Yeah.
Like, did you know there was a Wishbone Darcy? Like the dog?
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not.
So if you want to come and rep Wishbone Darcy, Yeah. Do you have a favorite Darcy?
The guy who was in Walking Dead.
Okay.
He was one.
He's a Darcy. He's on our list.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
I think his name is Andrew. I don't know.
He's on our list.
Yes. He played Rick in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many. So yeah, come and vote for your favorite Darcy. And then we have programming that's going to be in November and December. Mm. But real quick, here's November.
Yeah.
We are going to be playing Sense and Sensibility on November 7th at 2 p.m.
Cool.
As part of our LDL Cinema. So It's like our fun throwback films. We have hand embroidery for beginners for both teens and adult classes. The teens one's going to be November 5th, 6 p.m. Adults will be November 15th and 20th, and they have different times. Mm-hmm. So come and check those out if you're interested. Those are registration online. Mm-hmm. And then coming up, and I'm so sad I'm going to miss this. Mm-hmm. I will be gone, but we have Jane Austen trivia at Oddside Ales.
Wow.
Yes. So that'll be November 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to cover questions from novels, film, TV adaptations, books and movies inspired by Austen books. So think like Clueless.
Yeah.
Or like Bridget Jones' Diaries. And then just facts about Jane Austen herself. Something for everyone who has taken a part of any media she has inspired.
Indeed.
So
indeed.
We're very excited for it. We hope everyone else is too. And I cannot wait to share some of the things we have coming in December, because December programming is even crazier for it.
It's even more off the hook than this.
Oh, yeah. Think like Bridgerton dancing, A high tea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's my teasers. I'm very excited.
Very, very exciting time over there at the LDL. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about whatever you guys are up to over there, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudatlibrary.org, or they can follow us at Loud at District Library on social media.
She's Chelsea Payton from the Loud at District Library. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book, a 92.1 WGHN.